Siddur Snippets are generously sponsored by the Saka family, a member of the patriarch of the family, Joseph Saka. Last night we began the introductory phrase to the Amidah Teshmer Esrei, Hashem Sevasai Tivtach, Ufi Agiti Lasach, Hashem, open my lips so that I can praise you. And we asked, we wondered, why? Why can't we just begin the conversation, the dialogue? Why can't we begin this formula of first asking, praising Hashem, then asking, and then thanking? Why do we have to introduce it? So we mentioned last night, first on the Sefer Afla, and it's Panim Yafos, that a person who really thinks they're standing before Hashem should be paralyzed. So we say, Hashem, help me overcome what should be the paralysis of standing before the Melech Malchei Amlochem. Enable me to overcome it. Second shot is from the Yeros Dvash of Yonasan Eibshitz. Chelik Aleph, Drush Aleph, he writes that speech is a miraculous thing. The power of speech is what differentiates us as human beings from animals. And what we are reminding ourselves, what we are reaffirming to begin the Amidah is, this is why we were created. This is why we have this power of speech. It's not just to talk with one another, but fundamentally, most centrally, it is to talk directly to Hashem. Third reason, or third explanation of Hashem Sevasai Tivtach, is a comment of the Taz. The Taz writes in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuch of Gimel Sivkot and Tes, Hashem Sevasai Tivtach, Tzorach Sheyomar Kedei Sheyazor Lo Hashem Yizbarach, Litein Lo Kavona Salev Lehispalel. Every one of us, if we're honest, I think every one of us struggle. Kodesh Baruch, we mentioned last night, the current Slonim Rebbe, that even though we speak to people we can't see on a telephone, but Hashem, it's harder. He doesn't talk back in an audible way that we know He's there. So it's a challenge to maintain that concentration, to preserve that focus, to really feel like we're in His presence and we're in a conversation with Him. To do so from the very beginning, all the way through the Amidah, and maintain our focus throughout, it's an enormous challenge. It's very, very hard. We're so distracted. We have so much on our mind. There's so much to do, so much going on. The ability to hone in and to focus is enormously challenging. So Hashem Sevasai Tivtach is essentially a tefillah to Hashem that our tefillah goes well. Hashem, enable me to concentrate. Let me feel that I'm present. Let me be focused on these words. Let me be transformed by the experience of an audience with you. The Divrei Chaim of Sanz was once asked what he does before davening. He said, what do I do before davening? I daven. What did he mean by that? Simple understanding is he davens a lot. So he davens before davening, during davening, after davening. That's not what he meant. The Divrei Chaim meant, what do I do before davening? I daven that my davening go well. It sounds somewhat paradoxical. To daven that my davening go well. To daven to Hashem that I have emunah, that I have faith in Him, that I'm in conversation with Him. And he explained this, the Divrei Chaim explained the opening pasuk of Parshas Veschanan that we recently read based on this. Veschanan al Hashem ba'isa hilemor. Moshe turned to Hashem and he beseeched Him, he davened to Him in that time saying, said the Divrei Chaim, no. Ve'eschanan al Hashem. We daven to Hashem. And what is our tefillah to Hashem? Bo'esahi, that while I'm in davening, le'mor. Let me be present. Let me be focused. Let me concentrate. Let me actually say what I meant to be saying. Bo'esahi, that in the moment of davening, let me take advantage. Let it flow. Let it go smoothly. Let me concentrate. Let me focus. Let it be a successful tefillah. Ve'eschanan al Hashem. Boisahi Lemor. It's a privilege to join a group of rabbis once for a meeting at the White House. The president and I happened to be in Square the day before. So I went to get a bracha from the Rebbe and I asked the Rebbe what to say, what to bring up, what the priorities if I had the opportunity to speak, what should I say? So he paused, he thought, and he turned and he said, Va'eschanan al Hashem, you should daven to Hashem, that Boisahi, that in that moment and with that opportunity, Lemor, he puts the right words in your mouth. To daven, for davening. The Divrei Chaim said to daven for davening, or to daven, that when we have the opportunity, we take advantage and we use our words properly. It sounds paradoxical, but if we're struggling with our davening, if you feel disconnected or alienated, if you're not focusing and you're not being enriched and empowered and elevated from the experience, it sounds again paradoxical, but daven. Daven that you can daven well. So three times a day, as we begin our Amidah, we take our three steps forward and we say, Hashem, I'm about to daven. Help me daven. My first tefillah, my first prayer is that I can daven well. Our first prayer is for prayer. Our first tefillah is for tefillah. We daven that we can daven smoothly and successfully and that it goes well. Number four, Hashem is v'sai tiftach. Why are we using this introductory phrase? Another suggestion that's offered, the last one we'll mention tonight, is that we're asking Hashem for the koach to use our mouth for the correct thing. Here we have an audience with the Almighty, the source of everything. We can ask for anything. What will we ask for? Hashem, enable me to prioritize my tefillah. Let me ask for the right things. Let me ask for things that in fact are right for me. Not to ask for things that aren't in my best interest. Hashem's v'sai tiftach, open my mouth and help me be prioritized, help me be focused, and help me indeed ask for the things that ultimately are in my best interest and are not against them. We have many more insights we'll continue to share in the coming nights.